after the services being provided.
Mayor Patrick Morris's city follows Stockton, California and Mammoth Lakes into bankruptcy, while in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Mayor Chris Daugherty cut the pay of 400 city employees.
We don't have any money. We have enough money to pay minimum wage.
Workers say it's not enough to live.
After a couple weeks, I'm going to be in some real financial hardship.
Cities are running out of options. Costs are rising. Revenues are falling. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
A mile-wide area of Columbus, Ohio is being evacuated after a freight train derailment and explosion early this morning. The railroad involved, Norfolk Southern, says about 11 cars derailed southeast of the Ohio State University campus. It's not clear how many cars caught fire or exactly what's burning. Heat stress. Climate scientist Heidi Cullen says expect more storms and warm temperatures in the future.
The last 12 months across the lower 48 were the warmest on record since 1895, and this is simply part of a larger overall warming trend. So expect more of it.
Very hot temperatures reported in parts of the West over the past couple of days. The House has already voted more than 30 times to repeal President Obama's health care law. It's going to try again today.
This week, the House will vote to repeal Obamacare, which is driving up the cost of health care and making it harder for small businesses to create jobs.
That's House Speaker John Boehner. Big scare for passengers on an American Airlines flight. Severe turbulence. Some passengers screamed. Others were hurt. Several people taken to the hospital after the plane landed. This is ABC News.
If your walls could talk, what would they say? I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read. Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Right now, the Home Depot has Kidde Intelligent Alarms for just $29.97. It's a two-in-one alarm with voice alert that detects both smoke and carbon monoxide. It even knows if you're in real danger or if you've just overcooked something. You'll save almost $9, which makes you pretty intelligent as well. So breathe a little easier with Kidde Intelligent Alarms for just $29.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Marine biologists on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, say they've been tagging great white sharks, trying to find out why there have been more sightings this year very close to the coast. ABC's Lindsay Davis with more on the shark research.
There he goes. All right.
They don't actually hunt humans, but what makes them potentially dangerous to beachgoers is these little guys. The seals that great whites have returned to these waters to feed on. Conservation efforts have led to a gray seal baby boom of sorts. The population has grown from approximately 10,000 to 300,000 in this area since 2008. Looking for seals, the great whites may come too close to shore and mistake a person for their favorite meal.
Lindsay Davis. If you don't like your new Chevy, you can take it back for a refund. Within 60 days, Chevrolet calling its new offer Love It or Return It. It's an attempt to get the 2012 models off the lot. This is ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Time now, 7:04, 72 degrees outside. We'll get you set for your morning and the rest of your Wednesday. Well, it may be largely symbolic, but the House of Representatives today votes for the 31st time to repeal President Barack Obama's health care reform law, despite the Supreme Court's ruling that it is largely constitutional and the Senate is not expected to go along. Republicans argue the Affordable Care Act is the largest tax hike in history. We're working to get more details about a crash that sent a truck airborne before pinning the driver inside. The crash happened in Martin County on Jones Road near Belltown Road around 6 last night. Troopers say the pickup truck driver ran off the road, hit a tree, went airborne for about 30 feet, hit a second tree, and was pinned in. He had to be cut out of the truck and was taken to Vidant Medical Center for emergency surgery. The cause is still under investigation, but it was not weather-related. The name of the driver has not yet been released. There is a new economic worry in our state this morning. Federal defense spending cuts putting tens of thousands of workers out of work and meaning even less money for the state to work with for schools, transportation, and health care. North Carolina's Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers estimate that the defense spending cuts, of part of an across-the-board budget balancing law, could cost 34,000 jobs in the state. The cuts are due to take effect in January. Congress is scrambling to come up with a way to avoid automatic $1.2 trillion in cuts in domestic and military programs over a decade. A flight from Charlotte headed to Rome had to make an emergency landing overnight after five crew members were suddenly sick. Some reports say there was a terrible odor in the cockpit that made the crew nauseated and forced them to land in Philadelphia instead of making the trip across the Atlantic Ocean to Italy. None of the passengers reported feeling sick. And finally, filming is scheduled to continue today in Eastern Carolina for a Hollywood blockbuster, Iron Man 3. That has some people in Duplin County, the town of Kenansville, pretty excited about catching a glimpse of some movie stars. The plan was to have a stretch of Highway 11 closed off from 6 p.m. last night until early this morning, but the weather didn't cooperate. Heavy rain came through. Anyone on scene dispersed. They do plan to attempt the same shooting schedule on Highway 11 today. And that's your latest news. I'm meteorologist Matt Engelbrecht.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Staying mostly cloudy and muggy. Kind of soupy, as Matt told me earlier this morning for your for today. Another round of showers and storms expected for this afternoon with highs reaching into the mid-60s, maybe lower 70s for today. Lows tonight near 65 degrees. For your Thursday, expect scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon with a high of 83 degrees. Showers and storms continue into Thursday night with a low of 67 degrees. Friday, again, brings scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-80s, lows in the upper 60s. And for Saturday, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 60s. Right now it is 72 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town, Wednesday, July 11th, 2012. Matt Engelbrecht with your WITN News headlines. A lot to get to here on this Wednesday edition of Talk of the Town. Stay tuned. This is 103.7 WTIB.
24-month lease, 5212 down, 10,500 miles per year.
Savings and selection, it has to be. Your key to satisfaction, Hastings Ford Country. Big selection, Cinnamon Fries. Hastings Ford will treat you right. Come on down, we'll make your day. Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford, your key to saving more. Hastings Ford.
And we've got your keys to a new Hastings Ford Focus S for just $99 a month. Your ears aren't fooling you. A new Hastings Ford Focus S for a budget-friendly $99 a month.
I'm Sherry Woolard.
I'm William Wilson, inviting you to rediscover Hastings Ford.
We are your key to satisfaction.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford, your key to saving more. Hastings Ford.
Who can best serve the 6th North Carolina House District in Raleigh during these challenging and uncertain times? We need Arthur Williams' experience and knowledge of the House in working with the Senate and the Executive Branch to help protect and grow Eastern North Carolina. Simply put, Arthur Williams has the necessary experience to successfully navigate through complex legislation. I believe Arthur Williams will go to Raleigh, hit the ground running, and be the most skilled, experienced, and effective representative for our district. Vote Arthur Williams for State House 6. He'll be your friend in Raleigh.
I'm Arthur Williams, and I approve this ad.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casno, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Decisions, decisions. Bowl or burrito, or both. Suit your taste buds with the new Cantina Chicken Steak or Veggie Bowl or Burrito. Each bowl with your choice of steak, chicken, or just veggies consists of a hearty serving of cilantro rice, black beans, lettuce, creamy cilantro dressing, premium guacamole, roasted corn salsa, and pico de gallo. Don't forget to cool down with that summer fun frutista. Don't pay a bunch for lunch. Try one of the new Cantina Bell menu items, bowl or burrito.
It's the summer's best sales event going on now at the new Brown & Wood Mazda. Why shop anywhere else? We have the best selection of Mazdas in Eastern Carolina, including the new SkyActiv 32-mile-per-gallon CX-5 crossover, as well as the 40-mile-per-gallon Mazda 3 for only $189 a month. Plus, get 0% on most models or rebates up to $3,000. And by the way, you make no payments for 90 days. Great deals, great selection, and great service. That's why at Brown & Wood Mazda, you can compare us to our competition. We'll win. Simple as that.
36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, 1986, due at signing, plus tax tags and 49 admin fees.
Wake up, people!
Welcome to the one show that will have Greenville, Rocky Mount, Washington, and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
72 degrees at 7:11. Welcome in. It is Wednesday morning, July the 11th, and temperatures will continue to be cooler today. We're talking about mid-80s. Temperatures around 83 for a high today. Actually, I'm looking at the forecast. I don't actually have a forecast for today. Do
mid-70s
you?
For today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How come I don't have today's forecast? I just got tonight's forecast. Michael? Was this you? Scattered thunderstorms. It's, are you kidding? 76 today?
Mm-hmm.
76 for a high today. And scattered storms. Let me write that down so I'll remember later.
And as Matt said, soupy, and muggy.
Yes, extremely humid out there. McGee is here with sports. Good morning, McGee.
Good morning.
We're not going to spend any time at all, I promise, on the All-Star game. If so, you're fired.
Well,
we just
see you later.
We just want to hear the brief description. We don't care about the All-Star game.
I can give you a score.
We'd rather hear about the weather.
Yeah.
And Matt Engelbrecht is here from WITA. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing?
Good to see you.
Doing well.
Here at the news desk this morning.
Yeah, reading some news.
Looking very...
go ahead.
Very scruffy this morning. You got the... who is it that always shows up with the unshaven look? It's the new thing. Right.
Yeah. Well, Henny's getting married too in about a week and a half.
Yeah. Growing out a little bit. So.
What's the deal? Someone in the water over there, WITN? I saw that Brittany Gunter and what's his
Greg.
Name?
Greg.
Yeah. Greg mm-hmm. Armbrecht. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Greg Armbrecht got married over the weekend.
Yeah, up in there in Richmond.
I saw pictures on Facebook. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful young couple. Are we going to be seeing pictures of your wedding
story? I don't know if you'd call them beautiful, but there'll be some kind of some
pictures.
I haven't
seen your bride yet. I got to see her, and then I'll make the call on that.
That's fine.
where are you getting married?
We're going back to the Midwest, Indiana.
Okay.
Yep, up there towards Chicago.
Yeah. Childhood girlfriend?
College.
Where'd you go to school?
Valparaiso University.
Valparaiso.
Yeah, Crusaders.
Valpo.
Yeah.
Valpo.
Didn't they have a good basketball team a few years ago?
Bryce Drew. Yeah, he's actually the coach now.
Yeah. At one point.
So we're trying to move
Valpo. Were you there then?
No. I had the 4 years where they moved over to a new conference, and we got destroyed for a couple of years. But prideful.
Well, it's good to see you.
Hey, good to see
Thanks
you.
For being here.
No problem.
I've been trying to scan the papers this morning, look for stuff to talk about. Some interesting things going on. The big story, of course, today on the national scene is today will be the vote of the Congress will vote to repeal the Obamacare law today. When I say Congress, the House of Representatives will. And, John Boehner says we're going to vote on it. It's going to be a mammoth waste of time unless you consider the benefits of it from this perspective. It's going to be a good political exercise because we will see who is in favor of Obamacare and who is not. And, of course, it's an election year, which is the real reason that they're doing this today, because they have no chance of repealing it. Although it will pass Congress, it will not pass the Senate. But, it's interesting because you got some North Carolina Democrats who are going to vote with the Republicans today, including Mike McIntyre, who's in a very tough race with State Senator David Rausner for that district down there around Fayetteville and Wilmington for Congress. And the guy out there in the western part in the Charlotte area, can't think of his name right now, he'll vote with the Republicans as well. But they just will not get the votes in the Senate. And so it'll die in the Senate. It'll pass the House. It'll die in the Senate. And even if it did pass the Senate, you know he's going to veto it. So it's all a ceremonial kind of exercise to point out to the nation that the Republicans are working against it and who is voting for it. And that's what this is all about today. So that's coming today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The other big news, of course, on the front page of the News Observer, we've been talking about this week. Where's my front page, McGee? You know what I hate about Wednesday is all the crap that's in the newspaper.
Coupons.
Take those home to your wife. She can get Sealy mattress for $199.99.
Yeah, I'd rather do a discount.
Yeah, exactly. We go to Discount Larry for that kind of thing. We don't need that. Yeah. The big hearing in Raleigh yesterday, at the North Carolina Utilities Commission. This is on the Duke Power Progress Energy merger. And, you know, I was reading this morning. I was having a cup of coffee, sitting down at the restaurant, having a little breakfast. I was reading this, and it just hit me that we're just a bunch of pawns to a bunch of fat cats on this thing. You know what? They're just all making gazillions of dollars and charging us outrageous fees for electricity. And here, you know, this should be an embarrassment to these two huge companies, Progress Energy and Duke Power, that number one, they went to the Utilities Commission and lied. They just lied. That's all you can say. Duke Power lied. And probably this guy, Bill Johnson, he probably lied too. Because he was trying to get the deal to the finish line so he could collect $44 million and go to the beach. $44 million. You know, look, if the guy got $440,000 as a parachute on the utilities, on the back of the people who pay outrageous bills and fees for their heating cost and their air conditioning and their light bill, if he got $440,000, it would have been too much, in my opinion. You know, why does a guy like that get to walk away with that kind of money? $44 million. Now, add to that the fact that they lied to the State Utilities Commission about it. Lied. L-I-E-D. And then they got up there yesterday and lied again. Because this guy, Jim Rogers, who is the Duke Energy CEO, got up there and said, well, you know, we were going to try to work with Bill Johnson from Progress Energy and his team. But when we got there, we found out that they were very autocratic in their management style, and they just didn't fit the Duke Energy model for management. That's a lie. That is a lie. Make no mistake about it. L-I-E, a lie. He got up there under oath and lied again, second time in a row. Meanwhile, this guy, Bill Johnson, did not attend the hearing yesterday. He's the guy that got fired and walked away with $44 million. He's going to be back up there. Now, he was listening online to this testimony yesterday. And he was listening online. And now, you know, there was some question as to whether he would testify or not or take the Fifth Amendment or whatever, which would just be how would you feel about the guy taking the Fifth Amendment? How would you feel about that? You're paying your utility bill. And again, for those of you who think that you got no dog in this fight here in Eastern North Carolina, not true. Some of you are on Progress Energy, now Duke Energy. Some of you are, and the rest of you are buying the company that you're paying your utility bill, like Greenville Utilities and New Bern Utilities and Aiden. Who else has their own utility? Kinston? I think Kinston might be on Progress. You know, these smaller utility companies in these municipalities are buying power from Progress Energy. So now they're buying power from Duke Energy. So don't think you don't have a dog in this fight. And so now this guy, Bill Johnson, who was fired and who I think was probably part of the deal, But now he's mad because he had to sit there and listen yesterday to the guys from Duke Energy talk about what a terrible manager he was, saying that he was autocratic and that his style of management was unacceptable and that he screwed up a nuclear plant down in Florida, Crystal River nuclear plant. He mismanaged that when it got damaged and had to pay $2.5 billion to repair it. They used everything they could against this guy, Bill Johnson, to prove to the State Utilities Commission that, you know, we tried to work with this guy, but we couldn't do it. We couldn't work with this guy. Now, keep in mind, the State Utilities Commission was told that this guy, Bill Johnson, was going to be the guy running the company.
Going to be CEO.
They lied about that. And then they got up there and lied again yesterday. So now, here's what the State Utilities Commission, which is appointed to, you know, to look after you, the consumer. The State Utilities Board, their job is to watch over and kind of be a watchdog group for the consumer. Here are their options now. They can rescind the merger totally. Duke Power's stock is already down 5% in the wake of all this rumbling and stuff. So when your broker told you that buy utilities, that's safe. Well, it normally is. Or they could modify the merger in some way. According to this morning's News Observer, much of Duke's new senior management team attending the hearing, along with Rogers, part of Rogers' family came to show moral support. Rogers repeatedly insisting he had nothing to do with Johnson's dismissal, which is a lie. And only learned in June 23rd from the lead director of Duke's board. Two directors told him the details over dinner on June 24th. I'm talking about just 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. He said the board was conflicted about reneging on its promise to the Utilities Commission and to its customers, I should add, and could not formally decide what they were going to do about this guy, Bill Johnson, until the merger was finally sealed July 2nd. So now let me tell you what that means. Let me decipher that for you. We weren't willing to come forward and tell you that we were going to fire this guy until after the Utilities Commission approved the merger and the deal was done. Continuing on with the News Observer story this morning, regulators were not advised, Rogers said, because it was never certain that Bill Johnson would be asked to resign until the board met and discussed the matter. By the way, the vote in the board was 10 to 5. It was 10 to 5 to fire this guy. Okay? Now, interestingly, the new board is made up of 10 Duke Power guys and 5 Progress Energy guys. So all the Progress Energy guys were like stunned and went, "What? You're firing our guy? You said you weren't going to do that. You told the Utilities Commission you weren't going to do that." So continuing his lie, this guy Rogers, here's his quote, "Our board did not feel his style was appropriate or transferable to the combined company. It became increasingly apparent that cultural differences were much greater than we could have ever imagined." Baloney. Horse malarkey.
Yeah.
So, now what we'll have is this guy Bill Johnson coming back to the board. Now, what's he going to do? He's got $44 million in his pocket. What's he going to do? Is he going to come back and give the money back and say, "Hey, I'm going to spill the beans, baby. I'm going to liberate myself, and I'm going to tell it like it is. And on top of that, I got a lawyer, and I'm going to keep the money." So, you know, here you got a bunch of fat cat guys running this utilities company. It's the worst kind of scandal because it's screwing us. It's screwing the little guys. It's screwing you when you pay your – so when you write that check for your utility bill, I want you to think about all this bull that's been going on in this merger. And now, you know, it'll probably be a few months before your bill starts to creep up. They're not going to do it right away. But probably about October, your bill will start to creep up and creep up, and then the weather gets cold, and they'll go, oh, it's because of the cold weather. It's because of the cold. We just can't. We're sorry about this, and we're going to send our consumer guys out to try to help you seal your windows and make sure that you have an energy-efficient home and you've got an energy-efficient unit running the place. But, you know, we're going to do everything we can to try to help you save money on your utility bill, which will also be a lie. Because if you don't pay through the nose for your utilities, they can't pay the next guy $44 million to leave when they get pissed off at him. I mean, this is the way it works. So, you know, the question is, what should the State Utilities Commission do about this? And what should the Attorney General, who's now weighing in on it, what should he do about it? It's a scandal of mammoth proportions. And, you know, I don't care about Tom and Katie divorcing, but I care about this. You know, people need to focus on it. people get focused on the wrong stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is the stuff you need to focus on.
Amen to that. Tomcat.
All right. What else we got today?
I didn't see you going there, but I didn't think you.
Well, this thing's really making me ill. I'm just mad about it because I see little old ladies, you know, on fixed incomes trying to pay their utility bills, and then you got to put up with this kind of crap. They should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. So we'll see how this plays out. And of course, you know, the heat, when we get our utility bills for July, we're going to all go, what? Because it's been so hot. And of course, it's because of global warming, as you know. All the environmentalists tell us it's because of it. Where is Matt? He left the room. He knew I was going to talk about global.
At just the right time.
I told him when I came in, I'm going to talk about a couple of environmental issues, and he left the room.
He's taking his time with his news update over at the other studio. Yeah, he's trying to avoid that conversation.
The, you know, all the environmentalists are telling us that we're having this heat wave. Of course, we got a little break from it this week, but they say it's coming back next week. We're having this heat wave because of global warming. Here's why we're having the heat wave. It's July. It's when you have a heat wave. And so, yeah, it's been a little bit warmer than normal. Does anybody remember last summer when it was a little bit cooler than normal? Michael, do you remember that?
I do.
Last summer, July was in the 80s. And everybody was, because we were joking on the air about it. Remember, I was going, where are the environmentalists now talking about global warming? Which is another lie, by the way. And here's the latest one. This thing, I didn't get a chance to talk. This happened last week when I was on vacation. This North Carolina Coastal Resource Commission science panel now saying that we're going to have a 39-inch sea level rise over the next century. You know what that is, McGee?
A lie.
You said it. I didn't, brother.
Another lie.
Here's the... There's a lot of people tell a lot of lies out there, you mm-hmm. know? Just like, you know, here. But you know the biggest one of 2012 so far? Michael, what's the biggest lie we've been told in 2012?
Anything President Obama says.
Yeah, it was this one that he said. Obamacare is not a tax. We didn't get to deal with that much because we were off last week. We talked about it that Friday morning. We were over at the plantation mm-hmm. house. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've read all the pundits and all the political observers' view now of Justice Roberts' finding on Obamacare. And a lot of people think that he was basically saying, you know, hey, it's not that I want Obamacare. It's that it's up to the people to take this out. It's up to mm-hmm. the people to take this Obamacare out. And, well, I won't get into it too deeply. We got a caller. Let's go to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Hi. How you doing, Ernie?
Good. Tom, I can always count on you to I can always count on you to trump my anger and my rants.
I tell you what, this whole thing about Duke Power and Progress Energy, I keep pounding the drum because that is absolutely the truth. Yeah. The other thing is I can solve all the global warming problems and stuff like that. As soon as government stops funding these things so that these people that are making money off of it.
That's what it's about.
That's exactly what it is. And government is the problem. If they're funding all these supposed researches that are supporting it, and they're self-supporting, self-serving. I mean, last year when it was cooler, if you remember, the global warming argument was out there, and they were saying, well, it was cooler because of global warming.
Well, here's the thing. When you say global warming, you're talking about what's happening with the globe.
Right.
And you know, North Carolina has had a huge heat wave, and I guess the United States pretty much has had a big heat wave for the last 2 weeks. But there are parts of the country that are having record cool, I mean, parts of the world having record cool temperatures right now.
Well, that's true. It's just like in Antarctica, and they talk about all the melting ice down there. But what they failed to tell you is that there's an area the size of California on the other side that's building up.
Right.
And, you know, all of their arguments are arguments of convenience. And again, yeah. If you cut out the government money, the problem goes away. They'll have to go find another way to make money, and, you know, the research will die, and the problem will be solved.
Yeah.
The big argument about global warming is, let's say it is occurring. Is it man-driven? And I contend that no. We are a pittance in the contribution of it, but these people, like Al Gore, he's made $1 billion on this. $1 billion.
Inconvenient
arguing,
truth.
Arguing, what were you saying? I think you said a lie.
You know the great thing about Al Gore is how he gets on a private jet and leaves a carbon footprint across the country to go speak and make $50,000 to speak on how we have global warming. And then he gets back in his private jet and flies back across the country and leaves another carbon footprint.
Yeah.
And you know what's he out there speaking about is things like carbon footprints and how that's creating global warming.
Well, see, the thing is they want to have this whole argument about carbon credits. They want you and I to pay more so that if you use more electricity, oh, gosh. But, you know, the thing about the Duke Power and Progress Energy, the worst thing in the world, and you know it, is the lack of competition. This is going to just completely cause competition to cease in this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, they basically already have a monopoly, but they just, you know, what you've got now is the largest utility in the history of the country with this Duke Energy thing. And, I mean, you know, here's the thing. They don't even care what it looks like when they pay a guy $44 million to leave. They don't even care.
Well, it's such a small amount in the total thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're just hoping to shut him up. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to. I think yesterday's may have sent him over the edge because reading the comments of his lawyer, Wade Smith, in this morning's News Observer, I think he's coming in and he's going to spill the beans.
Well, you may be right, and I hope he does.
All right, Tom.
I hope he gets
good
the
talking to you.
For you, Gordon. Thanks a lot, Henry.
All right, nice talking to you.
Yeah,
I was about to talk about this study about that the environmentalists have come up about the sea level rise, mm-hmm. 39 inches. Here's what they did: they took one reading, they took one gauge, a tidal gauge, up in Duck, North Carolina. One gauge. They read the data for 24 years. And, again, I was just up there in Duck. I was just up there a couple weeks ago on the Outer Banks. There's been more erosion up there than there's been anywhere else. There is, you know, the beach up there at Nag's Head, you know, they've lost a lot of beach up there. But, you know, it's really interesting. I just spent the week in Carteret County, and we were talking about the low tide and how much beach we had.
I noticed that, too.
At Carteret County.
Yep.
Now, if you go further south, you know, a few weeks ago, we were down at the North Carolina Broadcasters Convention, and we stayed at the Holiday Inn on the beach at Wrightsville Beach. Well, that looks like one of the California beaches. And so, you know, why would you just go to Duck and measure it at Duck? You got to go across the entire state. In fact, there is a gauge that they, down in Wilmington at Wrightsville Beach. Now, keep in mind, they've been measuring up in Duck for 24 years. So that's where they're getting the data that says that we're going to have a 39-inch sea level rise over the next 100 years. If you look at the gauge down in Wilmington, which has been recording the tides for 75 years, it says the sea level rise, it's interesting that the last 20 years, sea level rise at Wilmington has averaged zero. Isn't it interesting that the scientist with this North Carolina Resource Commission science panel chose to use the gauge down up in Duck, and they did not, and they ignored the gauge in Wilmington that says there's been zero sea level rise in Wilmington for 75 years. Zero in Wilmington, but up in Duck, they look at one gauge and say, well, we're in real trouble here, you know. We're going to have, this is going to be a 39-inch sea level rise over the next 100 years. Well, what's this about? It's about environmentalists not wanting people to build on the Outer Banks. That's what it's about. All right, Matt is back in here now.
Yeah, get ready, Matt.
Matt is the only...
What I walk into.
Matt is the only meteorologist in this room.
Oh, no.
So, do you have an opinion on the sea level?
Whew.
Again, if you missed it, they used one gauge up in Duck. They ignored a gauge that had been measuring tides for 75 years in Wilmington that says there's been no change.
Right.
And the one up in Ducks is projecting a 39-inch sea level rise over the next century.
Right, based off of...
All right, Mr. Meteorologist will now comment, or he will take the fifth because Chris Mossman's listening and will say, I told you not to let Henry draw you into these political discussions.
No, it's I won't take the fifth. The only thing, because you're coming down global warming, right, saying that global warming is the reason for the water rises.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what the environmentalists say about everything.
Yeah, I think data is the most important thing when trying to decide global warming, whether it's human or whether it's not. It's just so tough to think back what the weather was like 1,000 years. The kind of data we have now is much different than what we had 1,000, 2,000 years ago. And who says the climate was any different or was the same? I mean, it's just I'm on the fence about it, just right in the middle. The fact is we don't know, and it's really tough to go and decide whether or not humans are the cause for global warming. So
yeah,
that's about all I'll say on that.
It's the carbon footprint.
Yep.
No doubt. 7:30. That was the best non-answer I've ever heard anybody give, by the way. That was a skillful.
Can I just run around that one? Yeah,
that
I'm tired. My legs are
politically
down.
Done.
Skillful
politically done.
Boy, I tell you, you should run for office. And you're going to be a great husband. All right, let's get some sports. Here's McGee.
The National League blinked the American League 8-0 in Tuesday night's 83rd Major League Baseball All-Star Game. With the win, the National League claims home field in the World Series. Giants Melky Cabrera named the game's MVP. The team brought in by Penn State to investigate the facts and circumstances of the actions at the university surrounding molestation of boys by former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky will release its highly anticipated report this week. With the school's reputation and future direction hanging in the balance, Penn State alumni, college football fans, and the family of Sandusky's former boss Joe Paterno will look to see if it sheds any new light on Paterno's actions. North Carolina and the University of Alabama Birmingham have agreed to play a 3-year basketball series beginning with a game this season at the Smith Center. The Blazers and Tar Heels will meet in Chapel Hill this season before playing in Birmingham during the 2013-2014 season. Andrew Brees and the New Orleans Saints have yet to agree to a long-term contract, and the deadline to do so comes at 4 o'clock on Monday, July 16th. If the two sides do not have a deal by then, negotiations will have to wait until after the season. The sports update brought to you by Pirate Stuff, which is coming back for Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for their upcoming re-grand opening with lower prices on great Pirate stuff. And coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties. Watch for the reopening of Pirate Stuff, 1525 Evans Street in Greenville.
20 minutes to 8. More Talk of the Town coming up Wednesday morning, July 11th. We'll be back with news from WITN and Matt Engelbrecht. We will not ask Matt any more about the global warming. We'll be right back.
This message is a call to action to conservative voters.
Our nation was founded on the principle that every vote matters, and your conservative vote will never matter more than in the second Republican primary to be held on July 17th. In the past, primaries like these have seen voter turnout of less than 5%. So it's vitally important that conservatives like you let their voice be heard. And the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor is Tony Gurley. Tony Gurley has a proven track record of conservatism that includes strong stands for lower taxes, transparency in government, and opposition to illegal immigration. Tony Gurley has never been afraid to make the tough decisions when it comes to conserving your tax dollars, and he'll never compromise your conservative values. Make sure your conservative vote is cast for Tony Gurley, the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm Tony Gurley, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I sponsored this message to encourage conservatives to let their voice be heard in the upcoming July 17th Republican primary.
Hi, I'm Becky Taylor with Sylvan. Summer is here and your family is ready for vacations, trips to the beach, camps, but what about Sylvan? Summers are great, but are you aware kids can actually lose 2.5 months of what they learn in school? However, there's a way to keep them on track. Sylvan summer packages address the exact skills your child needs. With just 4 sessions a week, you will see results in your child's math or reading performance, improving 1 grade level, guaranteed. It's a great way to make sure Sylvan is on your summer schedule. Call right now to set up your starter session for our summer programs. From pre-K through college, Sylvan has programs to prepare your child in all academic areas, as well as building confidence and motivation to succeed. Don't forget our SAT prep program. Let us help you get into the college of your choice. At Sylvan, we want your kids to have a summer to remember and a school year to look forward to. To learn more, visit us on the web at sylvanlearning.com or call us at 1-800-EDUCATE in Greenville, Washington, New Bern, Rocky Mount, Jacksonville, and Moorhead City.
36-month lease, $4,500 down, cash or trade, 12,000 miles per year with approved credit while supplies last.
Wave high to the new Honda Accord LX, only $129 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Make it do the limbo, and it's still just $129 at Bob Barber Honda. Turn it into a gnarly surfer, and it's still $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still $129. Buy it at another dealership and pay way more. The new Honda Accord LX, up to 34 miles per gallon and just $129 a month. Only at Bob Barber Honda. And this new Accord gets up to 34 miles per gallon. Considering current gas prices, that's a big deal. The new Honda Accord, $129 a month and up to 34 miles per gallon. And if credit has been an issue for you, call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA for some much-needed credit love. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
Bob Barber Honda!
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Time now, 7:43 on this Wednesday. I'm Matt Engelbrecht. These are your WITN news headlines. Temperature right now, 72 degrees. It may be largely symbolic, but the House of Representatives today votes for the 31st time to repeal President Barack Obama's health care reform law. Despite the Supreme Court's ruling that it is largely constitutional, and the Senate is not expected to go along. Republicans argue the Affordable Care Act is the largest tax hike in history. We're working to get more details about a crash that sent a truck airborne before pinning the driver inside. The crash happened in Martin County and Jones Road near Belltown Road around 6 last night. Troopers say the pickup truck driver ran off the road, hit a tree, went airborne for about 30 feet, hit a second tree, and was pinned in. He had to be cut out of his truck and was taken to Vidant Medical Center for emergency surgery. The cause is still under investigation, but it was not weather-related. The name of the driver has not yet been released. There is a new economic worry in our state this morning. Federal defense spending cuts putting tens of thousands out of work here and meaning even less money for the state to work with for schools, transportation, and health care. North Carolina's Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers estimate that the defense spending cuts, part of an across-the-board budget balancing law, could cost 34,000 jobs in the state. The cuts are due to take effect in January. Congress is scrambling to come up with a way to avoid automatic $1.2 trillion in cuts in domestic and military programs over a decade. A flight from Charlotte headed to Rome had to make an emergency landing overnight after five crew members were suddenly sick. Some reports say there was a terrible odor in the cockpit that made the crew nauseated and forced them to land in Philadelphia instead of making the trip across the Atlantic Ocean to Italy. None of the passengers reported feeling sick. And finally, filming is scheduled to continue today in Eastern Carolina for a Hollywood blockbuster, Iron Man 3. That has some people in the Duplin County town of Kenansville pretty excited about catching a glimpse of some movie stars. The plan was to have a stretch of Highway 11 closed off from 6 p.m. last night until early this morning. Heavy rain came through and everyone had to disperse. They do plan to attempt the same shooting schedule on Highway 11 today. That is your WITN News update.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
It's going to be a cool day. It's hard to believe since we've got this global warming problem that we're dealing with here in Eastern Carolina. But it's only going to be about 76 degrees for a high today. And that is because of this front that came through and left behind some storms. We may get more scattered thunderstorms today, more isolated thunderstorms early tonight as well. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, scattered storms developing during the afternoon. Temperatures back in the 80s tomorrow and then the mid-80s on Friday and maybe creeping back up close to 90 on Saturday. Currently, McGee?
It's still 72.
Still 72 degrees. All right, very good. News and weather update this hour brought to you by Comfort Master, a Carrier factory authorized dealer with NATE certified technicians working on any unit. They're locally owned and operated. Comfort Master Mechanical Associates installs and services heating and air units for large commercial to small residential and anything in between. These guys are hoping it's global warming. Actually, maybe not, because I know Robin and those guys over there, they don't believe in that. If you have a problem and you need service, when you call Comfort Master, your call will be greeted and handled by a live person. For service, I should not be talking about anybody's political bent other than my. I don't know what his stance on that is. Shouldn't have brought that up. For service you can trust, call Comfort Master Mechanical Associates for all your heating and air needs. Their number is 752-1779. 752-1779. 747 now, 13 in front of 8 o'clock. Again, 72, and we're not going to get much warmer today. Enjoy it. It won't last because the hot weather and the 90 temperatures will be back next week. Talk of the Town coming up here on Wednesday morning, July 11th. We got a laugh track and more. Stay with us as we roll you to work here on this Wednesday.
The deals are hot.
The deals have never been hotter at Greenville Toyota. New 2012 Toyota Corollas, $79 a month. New 2012 Toyota Camrys, $109 a month. These are on leases. You own it. We're accepting all credit applications for review. Don't miss the Big One event at Greenville Toyota, South Memorial Drive. Call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com. 72 months with 75% down on trade equity. Super preferred credit excludes tax, tag, title, registration, and 498 dealer fee.
Hi, this is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's that time of year again, baseball games, cookouts, and family vacations. And it's also the time of year when folks are thinking about purchasing a new primary home or vacation home. The first thing you need to do is to call me, Talbot Green, and the seasoned staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage to get pre-qualified for your home loan. For many years, we've been helping the people of Eastern North Carolina secure the most competitive interest rates on home loans. 30-year fixed interest rates are still at historical lows. Call us now and ask us how we can get your interest rate below 4% with limited money down and closing costs. Serving all Eastern North Carolina, D&J Gateway Mortgage can help with your new home loan or if you just need to refinance your current mortgage. Call Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Jeff Tant, or Denise Worsley at D&J Gateway Mortgage, 252-565-4377. That's 252-565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Henry Groom with Total Lawnmower Care of Briggs & Stratton Diamond Dealer. Total Lawnmower Care and Briggs & Stratton are ready to help you with equipment, parts, and service to make your landscaping projects go easier. For new equipment, service, of current equipment, or parts to fix your own, call Total Lawnmower Care 756-4100 for information on Briggs & Stratton parts and products. Total Lawnmower Care provides warranty service and general repairs on your Briggs & Stratton engines and other products. Pickup of your equipment is available.
We specialize in parts lookup to be sure you get the right parts to do your own repair, and we maintain one of the largest stocks of parts in the area. Remember, Total Lawnmower Care in Bridge and Stratton. When you need service, parts, or equipment, call 756-4100, 756-4100. Total Lawnmower Care is located at 5643 NC 43 South.
Is human nature to go with what you know? For a heating and air system, turn to the experts and choose a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Carrier knows air conditioners. After all, they invented it. Call your local Carrier dealer, Comfort Master Heating and Air, for your energy-efficient Carrier system. The comfort and savings are big with a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Special financing is always available. Beat the heat. Call Comfort Master today at 752-1779. That's 752-1779. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Taking your brain into custody, Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIP.
There's a new North Carolina poll for the presidential race, and it's still tight in North Carolina. Obama's got a one-point lead. Obama leads Mitt Romney 47-46, according to this new survey by Public Policy Polling. So all the folks who keep saying that it's a foregone conclusion that Mitt Romney is going to win North Carolina, they may get a shock, McGee. The poll found some slight movement toward Obama at a time when the Democrats' campaign has been running TV commercials criticizing Romney's tenure at Bain Capital. A June poll found Romney with a 48-46 lead, also within the margin of error of 4 points. So this thing's too close to call in the state of North Carolina. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney has raised a bunch of money in North Carolina. $1.7 million from North Carolinians from 14,000 donors in June alone. Part of the $106.1 million that Romney raised nationally last month. President Obama may think 8% employment. This is a quote from Robert Reed, who is Romney's spokesperson here in North Carolina. President Obama may think 8% unemployment is a step in the right direction, but for the 435,000 unemployed North Carolinians, the Obama economy has been a disaster. And now, of course, we've got the Obamacare staring us dead in the face. Won't be long. We'll have the 2012 Democratic National Convention in Charlotte.
It's right around the corner.
Labor unions are mad that they're having the convention here in North Carolina. And why? Because North Carolina is a right-to-work state, and we don't like labor unions much down this way. Don't have much... Don't have much for the AFL-CIO and those kind of people. Mm-hmm. So they are going to, they are actually going to protest the fact that the Democrats picked North Carolina for the convention. More than a dozen labor unions are planning to boycott the convention, and instead they're going to host their own convention on August the 11th in Philadelphia, 3 weeks before the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. According to Ed Hill, the president of the Electrical Workers Union, having the convention in Charlotte was kind of a wake-up call to the fact that really no one's paying attention to the middle class and to the working people in this country. Interesting. Let's see. One more point here. We had Ed Goodwin on yesterday, the Chowan County Commissioner who's running for Secretary of State. He got more publicity in Under the Dome today, and the News Observer says the Republicans vying for the Secretary of State office are sounding the alarm on the campaign trail that George Soros, the MoveOn.org guy, is trying to buy the office of Secretary of State in North Carolina. Ed Goodwin recently told a voter forum that Soros, a billionaire financier who donates prolifically to liberal causes, is trying to elect Democrats to this post so he can exert control over North Carolina's elections. We've got to be very careful of that. Ken Gardner, his rival in the July runoff, says, I have no doubts that he, meaning George Soros, had money that goes to Elaine Marshall. The writers at the News Observer don't buy it. They say in Politica, in PolitiFact parlance, or parlance, the candidates would get a pants on fire ruling from the truth meter, meaning liar, liar, pants on fire. I don't know about that.
Goes with our theme today.
George Soros has been very active in North Carolina. Don't you forget it. All right, let's do a laugh clack. A laugh clack. There we go. It's like
laugh clack. Wait.
Last, that reminded me. I think David Letterman was drunk last night when he came out. He couldn't make sentences. I'll play that for you in a minute. But here's our laugh track this morning. Comedian Neil Brennan this morning on the laugh track.
You know what the worst part of having a landlord is? People think it's the money. It's so not the money. Worst part of having a landlord is having to call the landlord, landlord. It's a bit of an exaggerated title, isn't it? For a guy who rents out rooms to strangers for money? Landlord? Like there's something medieval about the whole thing? Whenever I see my landlord now, just to mess with him, I'm always like, my lord. My lord, I come to thee from the kingdom of apartment 4J. My lord, if you wouldn't mind taking off your cape, I need you to unclog my toilet.
They can be tough to get these, right?
Neil Brennan on the lap track this morning. All right, we got to get a break here. More Talk of the Town coming up. We'll be right back.
In the 60 seconds it will take you to listen to this radio ad, you could crack open a delicious Pepsi and start learning to play the electric guitar or the didgeridoo. You could take some photos worth untagging, wake up with face paint on.
Aw, you guys.
Or invent a new language you speak only with your two new best friends. Together you could adopt an exotic pet and name it Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi.
Pepsi.
In 60 seconds you could call up your crush and profess your love.
I'm in love with you.
But misdial and call your mom.
Honey.
Uh-oh.
BTW could LOL at your BFF ROFL because your BFF 4L TMI'd.
Dude.
You can run a 100-meter dash slowly. Woo! In 60 seconds, you could double Dutch jump rope on a trampoline faster than anyone's ever double Dutch jump roped on a trampoline before. Then upload the video, get a billion views, and achieve international fame in a tiny province of China you can't even pronounce. In this 60 seconds, you didn't do any of that, but you can now. So what are you waiting for? Grab a Pepsi and get out there, because now has never happened before, and it only lasts for now. Pepsi, live for now.
Did you know that Plaza Service Center is now located on County Home Road, offering you the best automotive service in Greenville? Plaza Service Center specializes in fast oil changes, state inspections, brake and alignment services, and can handle most major repairs. Plaza Service Center can change your oil in just a few short minutes. Open Monday through Friday, 8 until 5, and Saturdays from 8 until 2. Call Ronnie at 756-7616. That's 756-7616. Car trouble? Take it to the pros at Plaza Service Center, just past Fire Tower Road, behind Sheets on County Home Road in Greenville.
Are you an overachiever? Do you start the day ahead of the sun and always stay ahead of the curve? Do you expect the same from your crop protection products? Well, Belt Insecticide works tirelessly to fight worms in soybeans, cotton, peanuts, tobacco, and other crops. Long-lasting and rain-fast, Belt goes above and beyond, kind of like you. Belt Insecticide from Bayer. Not registered in all states. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's time to make the right call for your business. And our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks find Xerox solutions for their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value calls for copiers in eastern North Carolina.
Congratulations, Daryl, on being a Platinum Agency and President's Club winner again, which recognizes your agency as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for superior support for the fourth consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products with great pricing, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a Platinum Agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox for their sales agency, so congratulations, Daryl, for this outstanding recognition for helping customers
customers in the area.
Thanks so much. It's a great time to call your local Xerox team serving Eastern Carolina.
Folks, this agency understands the right call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994.
Some people say we're all talk, like it's a bad thing.
Why doesn't anybody talk about this?
103.7 WTIB.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. President Obama's health care reforms front and center in the House today. For the 33rd time, Republican leaders are planning a vote to repeal the law. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Attacking the new taxes in the health care law, House Republicans hope to pick up some votes from anti-tax Democrats. The Republican measure does not specify any replacement health care reforms. Democrats have been hammering away on the millions of people they say would lose important benefits that they already get from the new law.
Benefits include 6 million young adults under 26 who can stay on their parents' health insurance policies. Republican Rich Nugent of Florida says his constituents want change.
They all have the same appeal to me. Please, please repeal Obamacare.
But Democrat Caroline Maloney says another House vote is a bad idea.
It was a waste of time the first time, the second time, the third time, and so on, and it's a waste of time today.
The Senate is almost certain to block any attempt at repeal. Two flight attendants and several passengers were hurt during severe turbulence on board an American Airlines flight.
Flight 1780 was going from Aruba to Miami, and about 30 minutes out of Miami, severe turbulence. Eyewitnesses say that they felt rattled around inside the plane like coins in a can. Some people slamming their heads on the ceiling. They came without almost any warning, and many people didn't have their seatbelts on at the time.
ABC's Matt Guffman in Miami. A one-mile area of Columbus, Ohio has been evacuated after a freight train derailment. Dangerous chemicals may be involved. A fire erupted. San Bernardino is becoming the third California city in a month to file for bankruptcy. The city budget under severe stress. Relief for people near Colorado Springs. A 29-square-mile wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes has now been contained. This is ABC News.
People say to me all the time, Mike, why does Ford need a guy like you when they got a guy like Jim Twitchell? Now, Jim, you've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
According to my notes here, Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The works Fuel Saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
Get a great deal on service and save money on gas at your local Ford dealer. The Works Fuel Saver package includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
So the position of my Ford dealership is saving money is good and saving gas is good, correct?
Correct.
And with the Works, you get both?
You get both.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to get one. Where do I get them?
Get to your Ford dealer.
You heard it.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/12.
A well-known Democratic congressman is at the center of a growing mystery. Jesse Jackson Jr. has been missing from Congress for weeks, but all his office has said is the congressman's being treated for a medical condition. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Jesse Jackson Jr. has not given a speech on the floor of the House since early May. He hasn't voted in over a month, and his office only about 2 weeks ago put out its first statement saying that he was absent for medical reasons, but there have been no details about what those medical reasons are, where he's seeking treatment, and when he'll come back.
Some of Jackson's colleagues are calling for more information about his condition. Investigators in Georgia are trying to figure out if a missing bank director accused of embezzling $17 million is dead or on the run. Aubrey Lee Price disappeared last month and sent notes to his family saying he planned to board a ferry and jump to his death. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Hey, we are back. It's Talk of the Town here. 8:04 on Wednesday morning, 11th day of July. We're right dead in the middle of the summer almost. Actually, in terms of the summer vacation, but the course summer lasts until, what, September 21st?
Yeah.
Suzanne Sartell is here. How are you?
I'm good.
Haven't seen you in many weeks. How are you doing?
Well, you haven't seen me in 2 weeks, yeah.
It's probably been more like three.
3 weeks, right, because I was in Georgia for Chamber Institute for a week, and then last week the show was off. And
Oh, don't blame me. You were on vacation, too. Don't even start.
Did family beach week. That is not a vacation.
Did you do the beach for like 9 days like I did? Did you leave like on Friday and come back on Sunday?
Yeah.
I never do that, but I did that, and I'm having some reentry issues.
I know. Monday was like, I was wondering if my brain was just not working right. Reentry is difficult.
I actually used the R word with my wife when I got up this morning. She's always talking about retiring, but I don't, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not going to retire. But this morning I woke up and I went, you know, maybe I should retire. if I only could retire.
Yeah. It's that waking up in the morning thing, you know,
Yeah. You doing all right?
I'm doing great,
Just reading the newspapers, all sorts of,
what's going on in the world?
I've already ranted about the Duke Power Progress Energy thing. I'm not going to get on that again this morning. But
yeah, and the General Assembly is adjourned now, right?
Yes, and you know what they're working on. I was up there yesterday.
Was it tax?
Tax reform.
Oh, we've got, gosh, where's Trent? He's probably knows this for sure because he's the one who does it. But I think we have a speaker coming to talk about all the different scenarios that has been run by a nonprofit organization about tax modernization.
Here's the question. They've got to get this is going to be controversial. The next 12 months will be absolutely the actually between now and, say, January, so more like the next 6 months, 5 months, the General Assembly is the leadership is going to be talking about nothing but reforming the tax code in North Carolina. And, you know, everybody has said that it needed to be done, and we've been saying it for years because, obviously, North Carolina has gone away from a industrial-based economy to a service-based economy.
But I think the definition of tax modernization has changed in the last 2 years. Because don't you remember a senator asked me one time, could we poll our members and ask them what kind of tax they liked?
What answer did you get?
And I'm like, really? Let me just tell you what they would say.
Was that Don Davis?
I'm not saying. I will throw no elected official under the bus.
Was that the same state senator that stood up in front of the Chamber of Commerce and said it was time for more collective bargaining?
Not saying.
And just think, he's going to be our state senator again. I can't wait. I feel a little bit like Rush Limbaugh the day that Bill Clinton was elected. Having Don Davis back in the General Assembly for me is like a gift from God. It'll give me something to talk about all the time.
Well, anyway, so, what kind of taxes do you like?
Here's what you're not going to pay is income tax.
How are you so sure that they're going to be able to do that?
There's talk about either lowering or eliminating the income tax. And I have to be careful because I'm in a service-oriented business. But I've been asked, you know, how I feel about that. And I believe it's time for North Carolina to eliminate the income tax. And I really believe that. And part of it has to do with my agenda pushing the whole Eastern North Carolina retirement zone thing. I've talked to some retirees who have left the state of North Carolina and moved to Florida for one reason, income tax, because you don't pay income tax in Florida.
Right.
But Florida has a natural ability to collect more sales tax because of the tourist industry. They got Disney.
Yeah.
They got Universal Studios. They got SeaWorld. They got
Busch Gardens.
All the beautiful beaches on the Gulf Coast. They got all the beautiful beaches on the ocean coast. And so, they get people from outside the state of Florida coming down there and paying them sales tax. And North Carolina does to a degree, but nothing like Florida. And so, I think there's a question whether they can get there or not, whether they can. They're reaching. They're trying to get there with other tax ideas. You know, one of the other things that's come up, I brought this up yesterday. I was talking to some local retailers. And this will be an interesting thing for you as a as the Chamber of Commerce president. You know, in the state of North Carolina, when you buy something online, and now, you know, everybody shops online now. I'm not big on it. I'm not big on shopping online, but I have bought some stuff online. But let's face it, people are shopping more and more and more online. Mm-hmm. Well, in the state of North, the way the state code is written, if you buy something from a North Carolina company and you live in North Carolina, you pay the sales tax.
Enforce that. Just try.
You're supposed to be paying the sales tax. But let's say that somebody lives across the Virginia line. Let's say they live over in Suffolk, Virginia. And they buy something from a website in North Carolina. They're not even required to pay state sales tax.
Well, you know, I've talked to some elected officials about a federal internet tax. So, I mean, that's really the only way that it could be done was if it was
federal.
Well,
how does that help the state?
Well, but the money could go back to the states, but it would have to be administered by the federal government so that all states were covered. And they say that it just can't be done. I don't believe that. I think it would even the playing field for walking into businesses still.
See, I think it's an unfair advantage for businesses that are selling things on the Internet versus the brick-and-mortar retailer.
Especially all the ones that offer free shipping for deals. You get free shipping, and you get free shipping, and you have to pay no sales tax, and it comes straight to your front door. Why in the world would you not do that? Yeah, so an internet sales tax would level the playing field for local business. And you know that. Now, here on the other hand, we have businesses that sell through the internet, and we want them to do well. We just want all of our businesses to do well. We want the rules to work for our local business community. What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that somebody's got to be studying that. Somebody's got to be figuring out there's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a way to vote online, too. They're doing it in Brazil. And do you know if you don't vote in Brazil, there's some serious penalty. If you don't vote, they do something bad to you. I can't remember what it
is. See, I don't like that. I don't like, what, the coffee finger?
No.
Here's the thing. I'm not one of these people that thinks everybody should vote. I think the idiots should not vote. I think there should be an idiot test, and if you're an idiot, you don't get the vote.
Okay.
That's what I think.
What would you ask on a questionnaire to determine if somebody's an idiot? Their party affiliation?
Do you like Barack Obama? You like Barack Obama, you're an idiot. All right, that's it.
What's your party affiliation? You can't vote. Yeah, that would be you.
Hey, Wilmington, we've been talking about Wilmington and the fact that they've been trying to get the money together to build this baseball stadium for the new Atlanta Braves minor league baseball team. They decided yesterday, finally, the New Hanover County Board of Elections has announced now that they are actually going to put this $42 million stadium for downtown Wilmington to a vote of the people. There's no chance it will pass. There is no chance this is going to pass. You can't put that to the vote of the people. They're going to have a referendum on it.
Well, it depends. What's the cost to the people?
$42 million.
I know that, but you got to translate when you put something to a vote of the people. You got to translate it into what is in it for them and what is the cost to them.
Well, the cost is the long term benefit of economic development in downtown Wilmington, which I think probably it will be substantial.
No, but do you remember when we passed the bonds here in Greenville for the stormwater runoff and six or seven things?
See,
there was no direct cost to people. The city had to buy the bonds, but there were no tax increases to pay them back.
Yeah, but that's not true that there was no cost to the people.
There were no tax increases.
Yeah.
So that's the question. Is there going to be a tax increase, or do they just have a vote so they can buy the bonds to do it? Do they have the means to pay it back if they do it? But $42 million?
Actually, they're saying they're going to have a special election on this on August 7th. They got to have it before November because of the timing, and the Braves and this Mandalay group are threatening to pull out if they don't go ahead and commit to the stadium.
But didn't we talk about how much maybe the Mudcat Stadium cost, and do you need a $42 million stadium?
You know, that's the whole question. These guys that are going to bring this baseball team to Wilmington say, we're not coming unless you build this stadium. Now, they're willing to pay $400,000 a year to the city to rent the stadium, but then they get the full use of the stadium, including the skyboxes. They can sell those skyboxes to private corporation donors and fans. They also would get all the advertising on the outfield, the walls, and all that stuff. So, I mean, they'll offset their $400,000.
Easy, yeah.
But they, especially if you got a Braves team coming in, because
so
you know,
would $400,000 if they had to sell bonds for it, would $400,000 cover their annual cost?
$42 million, I doubt it.
I have no idea. Depends.
I don't, maybe.
Million years.
I haven't ever borrowed $42 million. Matt Engelbrecht probably had. Matt, what's the interest on $42 million at today's current interest rates?
More than $4.
Want to talk about global warming again?
More than.
All right, let's move on. There's what else was I going to talk about? I guess there were. I guess that covers everything. Let me see if I forgot anything. I had so much on my plate this morning. That's it pretty much. What else have you got? Anything? I did notice. Have you noticed this? This lake out in Goldsboro. There's another kid drowned.
Oh my goodness.
That's the Bosco Beach.
I've never heard of it.
Busco Beach. It's the second drowning in the last 2 years over there. This was a 14-year-old kid that drowned over there. That's terrible, isn't it?
Well, if I could go back to baseball stadiums for a minute.
Yeah.
We are definitely doing an inner-city visit to Greenville, South Carolina. And
I thought you weren't going to announce that until later.
Well, we are. We are going to do it, definitely, now.
Is that open to anyone who wants to go
to
the chamber?
It's open to anyone who wants to go. There will be a cost involved to go, and I do not have any idea what that will be yet.
When are you going to do it?
September 5th through 8th. So the plan is we'll travel on a Wednesday afternoon, evening. We'll be there Thursday and Friday to do the inner city visit. And we're working on leaving Greenville and going to Columbia on Saturday for the ECU-USC game.
Oh, that makes sense.
Do you know how hard that will be for me? I never go to the USC game.
I'm going to remind you once again, even though you went to the University of South Carolina, where you live and who pays your salary.
And I'll sit in the pirate section and wear my purple and a little Gamecock necklace or something, maybe. Just, you know.
That's going to be a tough game for East Carolina.
Yeah. But anyway, so we
you're beginning to get that midsummer rumble now of discussion about, are the Pirates going to be better this year? Everywhere I'm going, people are asking me, you think they're going to be better? And the general consensus is, the feeling is that East Carolina will be, Drew, you with me on this? Better on defense, better on the offensive line, very much a question mark at the skill positions because of the quarterback situation, right?
Yeah, it's all in the backfield. Whether, you know, who's going to be the quarterback for the long term of the season? Mm-hmm. Rio had a great spring, but then, you know, is this kid Keith going to take over? The running backs, who's going to really be?
I'm predicting right here, right now, because Lincoln Riley's like this guy from the beginning. I think Shane Carden is going to be the starter.
Really?
He's like that guy from the beginning. He was going to recruit him and bring him to Texas Tech before he came here. And I've talked to Lincoln about this kid before, and apparently he has a quick release, and that's what you need in that offense.
Of course, he's
totally unproven. I mean, you know, playing at the Division I college football level, when he gets out there against South Carolina's defense.
Yeah, I mean, the only quarterback.
Could be a little bit of a wake-up call. And you know what? Opening against Appalachian State, that ain't no picnic.
No, not anymore. Not the way App State's been over. You know, you look at the last 5 or 6 years, that's definitely.
Appy State's got a good quarterback coming back. I was talking to Doug Martin, who used to be the offensive coordinator here. Had dinner with him last week. Now the offensive coordinator of Boston College. And Doug was telling me, he was like, man, opening against Appy State, that's a tough draw for the Pirates to open at home because they got a great quarterback at Appy State. So, but it'll be 50,000 screaming Pirate fans on hand, and we're looking forward to it. All right, we got to get a break in. Shall we go to break? We'll talk more about your inner city visit later.
Okay.
I want to hear more about that because I'd like to go on that one this time. I missed the last one that you did.
You went to Athens, didn't you?
I did not. Maybe we'll go and do – how many days will it be? Maybe we'll go do the show down there.
Oh, cool. It'll be –
when I was in Chapel Hill, we did an inner city visit to Princeton, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and we actually did our show from up there.
Oh, that'd be very cool.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get one of the Greenville, South Carolina stations to give us a studio to do our show or something.
That would be very cool.
We can work on that. Yeah. I got some friends down there, so we'll work on it. All right, 19 after. Coming back, Matt will have news headlines from WITN. And there's a big water ski competition going on. There's going to be a huge – this is going to be really unique. There's going to be a night ski jumping competition coming up Friday night here in Eastern Carolina. We're going to tell you about that as well, too. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, breaking news. This just in from Ann herself. Ann's Dumplings and Ann's Delicious Chicken Base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Mmm, tastes like homemade. With Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West, next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, I wish I would have. Be among those who continue to say, I'm so glad I did. Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Tune in to Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB, July 20th, for our newest Ask the Expert show, featuring Peter Cecil of Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels is a home care company in Greenville that provides assistance to the ones we love. Every situation is different, and you may have questions on how to best handle home care for your family member. So tune in on July 20th at 6 o'clock for advice and answers from Visiting Angels on Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB. Visiting Angels, 227-9080.
Hey, Pirate fans, this is Coach Jeff Lebo.
Coach Jeff Lebo.
It's a new era of Pirate basketball, and I'm excited to lead our team as we build a winning basketball tradition for the Pirate Nation. Trade Wilco already has a great tradition of success. With more than 300 locations throughout the Southeast, there's always a Trade Wilco right around the corner. Stop by and visit any of the newly remodeled stores for the lowest prices on gas, last-minute groceries, or a hot cup of coffee. Trade Wilco, proud to support the Pirates.
This summer's biggest sales event is going on now at the all-new Brown & Wood Buick GMC. Now's the time to experience Buick with an all-inclusive 24-month lease of only $199 on the all-new Murano, only $279 on LaCrosse. Both include maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio. Or if it's a truck you want, we have the GMC Terrain for only $269, or get 0% financing or $4,500 customer cash on the best Sierra ever. And as always, at Brown & Wood, you can compare us to our competition. We'll win, simple as that.
39-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $1,949 plus tax, tags, and $49 admin fee due at signing.
Oh, I'm back. I don't know what I was waiting for there.
Yeah. Can we read my cousin's Facebook post? It's hilarious.
You want me to read it on the air?
Yeah.
Well,
he's my cousin in South Carolina.
We got to get Matt out of here. He's got to go next door. Let's do news headlines from WITN. Now here at 23 after. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm running late. Here's Matt Engelbrecht.
Good morning. Oh, no big deal. We're going to be watching a couple of things closely later on this afternoon. I'll start off first. It may be largely symbolic, but the House of Representatives today votes for the 31st time to repeal President Barack Obama's health care reform law, despite the Supreme Court's ruling that it is largely constitutional, and the Senate is not expected to go along. Republicans argue the Affordable Care Act is the largest tax hike in history. Well, he's only 14 years old, but he's already got a wreck on his driving record. A 14-year-old in Chocowinity crashed a Pontiac last night on Sam's Road, according to the Washington Daily Post, Washington Daily News. Officials say he was taken to the hospital for a leg injury, and the crash knocked out cable service to some people in the area. The newspaper says the teen took a turn too fast and lost control. Again, he's only 14 years old. There is a new economic worry in our state this morning. Federal defense spending cuts putting tens of thousands out of work here. and meaning even less money for the state to work for with schools, transportation, and health care. North Carolina's Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers estimate that the defense spending cuts, and part of an across-the-board budget balancing law, could cost 34,000 jobs in the state. The cuts are due to take effect in January. Congress is scrambling to come up with a way to avoid automatic $1.2 trillion in cuts in domestic and military programs over the next decade. A flight from Charlotte headed to Rome had to make an emergency landing overnight after five crew members were suddenly sick. Some reporters say there was a terrible odor in the cockpit that made the crew nauseated and forced them to land in Philadelphia instead of making the trip across the Atlantic Ocean to Italy. None of the passengers reported feeling sick. And finally, filming is scheduled to continue today in Eastern Carolina for a Hollywood blockbuster, Iron Man 3. That has some people in the Duplin County town of Kenansville trying to catch a glimpse of some movie stars, maybe even doing some stargazing. The plan was to have a stretch of Highway 11 closed off from 6 p.m. until early this morning, but the weather didn't cooperate. Heavy rain came through. Anyone on the scene did, in fact, disperse. They do plan to attempt the same shooting schedule on Highway 11 later today, although the official weather report is calling for some more rain in the area and some cloudy skies. So it's going to be tough to get that in as well if you want to go see the filming of Iron Man 3. That's your latest news, WITN Headlines. I'm Matt Engelbrecht.
All righty, our news and weather update this hour brought to you by our friends at Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. You want to do the weather? By the way, you don't have the whole weather.